We're going to catch up with one small business owner in Carnarvon. Tiffany Moore runs the Winter Sun Caravan Park with her husband, and she was badly affected by the floods. Hello, Tiffany.
Good morning, Vanessa.
Just describe the damage that your business suffered when the floods came through.
We suffered significant road damage or erosion to our roadways and all of our parkland. We had damage to fencing on three sides. We had a lot of plant and equipment go underwater despite our efforts to put everything up as high as we could. So lots of electrical equipment, and the buildings that went underwater now all need new floor coverings, refurbishing new electrical goods or white goods, etc.
And that, all those things that we take for granted, isn't it? It's the electric wiring in the walls. It's the gyprock on the walls. It's the plumbing and the sewerage, those simple things that make our modern lives easy. As soon as they are wiped out in such a vicious fashion, it's kind of a ground zero situation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And a lot of things, whilst they might look okay, once you do sort of open up furniture, you see that everything's warped, and everywhere you turn there's something that needs repairing or fixing and money spent on it. So it's been a slow process, but we're really getting there now, and still a long road ahead, but yeah, we're feeling pretty positive about it. Our staff have just been amazing. They've worked tirelessly in not only in the clean-up process, but in preparing for the flood as well. They worked for a few days getting things ready. We've also had some volunteers who have just been absolutely wonderful, as well as family and friends that have helped out. And the voluntary help that came in immediately after the water receded was just wonderful, because anyone that's had to clean up from a flood would understand that you really need to get in and get the mud out whilst it's still wet, because once it dries, it sets like cement. So we've gone from sort of cleaning mud out of things and ripping up floor coverings and doing runs to the tip, just trying to get cabins up and running again and enough sites ready to accommodate just a small number of tourists that we get through at this off-peak time of the year. So still lots to do, but we do have all of our chalet accommodation available for rent now.
And insurance, Tiffany, we're hearing from Queenslanders that people who thought they were insured for flood coverage might not actually be insured for this type of flood, and other people, of course, not insured at all for floods. Are your costs going to be covered at all through insurance?
No, we do have extensive insurance for our business, but we knew that we were not covered for flood damage.
And for small business relief, are you going to apply for some kinds of funds or disaster relief that's available?
Yes, we have applied for the clean-up and repair grant that's available through our small business centre here in town. So yes, we've submitted the paperwork for that.
And overall, Tiffany, how do you think the people of Carnarvon have fared? For the folk that you've spoken to, your friends and the like, as you're having a chat about what's happened over the past month or so, how are people feeling now?
Probably a bit weary, I would say. We realise there's people that have suffered a lot worse damage than we have, but the town has really pulled together very well, and I would just like to take this opportunity, if I may, to thank our amazing staff and the volunteers that helped and the family and friends that have assisted in small ways. And it does bring out the best in people, I think. And if I could even just mention efforts of our staff, it's just over and above the call of duty. They checked in on tourists that had been evacuated from our caravan park and checked in on them at the evacuation centre just to make sure they were okay. And they even took people's pets home with them and kept them at their houses because the tourists weren't allowed to take their pets to the evacuation centre. And everyone's just been firing on all cylinders to get our business and town up and running. But I also think that people are probably feeling a little bit jaded now as well, and also having to undertake a clean-up process in such oppressive humidity and heat has been another big challenge.
And as you have been watching all that's been unfolding in Queensland, how have you felt from where you are, Tiffany, about what you've seen in Queensland?
I think we have been very lucky. We, particularly when you look at the areas of flash flooding in Queensland, we have been warned that the river was coming down, so we at least had time to make preparations or as best that we could. But to see the people that were caught out in the flash flooding, it's just absolutely horrific, and I really do feel for them over there. And they talk about the stench of the mud, and it's something you can't describe until you've been through it. It's just such an awful smell, and thankfully it's all dried out for us now. But, yeah, Anna Bly's words of to eat an elephant, you have to take it one chunk at a time, is really the only way to go. You look around at everything that needs to be done and you can get quite overwhelmed when you look at the enormity of the tasks ahead of you. But if you just focus on one little area or one little piece to clean up and you just keep chipping away, eventually you start to move forward. But can I also add that we also recognise that it's not just businesses in Carnarvon that are suffering who have been directly affected by the floods. We also know that other businesses who weren't flooded but they're feeling the effects or that ripple effect from, you know, reduced trading and having to hold on to stock that they'd purchased prior to Christmas but were unable to sell. And it really is affecting everyone across the board here. So we just really hope that other businesses can access some assistance as well. And I know that the Chamber of Commerce is working hard and getting some information out there as to how people can access help, whether it be help through financial assistance and getting their business planning back on track or remodelling their business plans through to what other direct funding is available. And they're even talking, the local bank managers are talking about deferring people's mortgage payments for up to 3 to 6 months. So you've just got to keep asking questions of your suppliers and of your bank managers and things as to how they can help you get through the next few months and perhaps mitigate your expenses over that time.
Yeah, lots to think about all at once. Tiffany, it's been so good to talk with you. And as we've been speaking, I can hear the phones going madly in the background. You're incredibly popular this morning. So thanks for making time and amongst the rebuilding process to speak with me.
Thanks very much, Vanessa.